Welcome to The Divine Style with Jolinda Stella, personal stylist and spiritual mentor, and Alison Maiden, psychic medium and metaphysical teacher. Each episode, we share spiritual lessons to cultivate self-love and self-expression so you can become the best version of you. I'm very excited today as we have a very special guest, don't we, Alison?
Yes, I'm excited too, and we'd really love to welcome Michelle Wattridge.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
It is very exciting.
Yes.
The reason that we thought we'd bring Michelle on is often in a lot of our podcasts, we have spoke about many modalities that help to clear emotions and maybe some situations that you've been going through. And one of the modalities that Michelle is an expert in is EFT, which is tapping. And I remember when I first heard of tapping, gosh, it would have been maybe 15 years ago now. And I remember I just used to call it tap tap because that's really what you do, don't
that's
you?
That's basically what you do.
Different parts of your body.
Actually mean? What does EFT stand for?
So it's emotional freedom technique, and it's working with the meridians, and it's all about energy as well. So it's very similar to acupuncture and acupressure, which has been around for 5,000 years. So it's working with the meridians and then looking at not just the tapping side of it, but it's also about what is going on for the person. So it doesn't sit by itself in isolation. So it's no good just tapping. You actually have to have really strong affirmations with it as well. So if you've got some challenging areas in your life, your high anxiety, we have to unpack that anxiety. What does that anxiety look like for you? And then we reframe it. So we take it from the negative into the positive.
Amazing.
Yep.
So it really, and you say it works through the meridian. So is it really working at sort of stuck places in your body where those emotions are held?
Yeah, it certainly is. So like everything, when we talk about Reiki, we talk about energy, we have blockages, same with our chakras. So it's working with those energy blockages. And it's like electrical magnet sort of field areas. So it's tapping into those and sparking them, like electricity, and coming in and sparking them and livening them back up again, and making them work really well.
Amazing. And what made you get into this particular modality? Like, what was it about EFT that got you?
I've used it before and found it really powerful for myself and just wanted something different for people to try. And a lot of people that I've spoken to about acupuncture and things like that, they don't like needles.
Right.
So there's a bit of a fear with needles.
Fair enough.
So, you know, this is an alternative. But the other thing too is that when you go and have acupuncture, you're going and they're doing that for you and then you leave. The beauty of this is that I'm actually teaching you the skills. So any situation you're in, you can come back and use it yourself, which is absolutely beautiful. So you can be in a situation where you're waiting for a tram or a train and the anxiety starts to become really overwhelming and you can just start doing the tapping yourself, you know, wherever you need to tap. And so it's really about having that skill and learning it yourself to apply every day.
And so what, if you don't mind me asking, what situation were you in that brought you to use the EFT for yourself?
I was doing a lot of meetings, high pressure meetings, and sometimes the anxiety would get a little bit overwhelming for me. So I found something that prior to going in, I could center myself, do some tapping, and ready to go in.
Right.
And so it worked beautiful.
So it was bad for yourself. Like in that moment, you could do it yourself.
I didn't have to call anyone. Yeah.
I think what I like most about it is that you can use it at pretty much any age as well.
Any
age. You can
teach
children to do this. And I know that I've actually used it on my children as well over the years. So, Michelle, what sort of people come to you needing this procedure? What's the sort of people that you get?
So I've been working with a lot of teenagers, actually, that are finding the world a little bit overwhelming. They come, it could be even just sports, exams, older women as well that are pain management, depression. So it can work in a lot of different areas. So it can be around changing the mindset. Weight loss, works for weight loss as well.
Wow.
panic disorders. It can work in conjunction with mental health practitioners for people that have mental health as well. They can use that for kids as well. I've been working with kids that also low self-esteem, lack of confidence, building that confidence, building that self-esteem. So it can be used in quite a range of different areas as well. It can be used for jet lag. So if you love traveling, jet lag, you can use it for jet lag. Absolutely amazing for jet lag.
When I've used it in the past on myself, I actually found that, same as you, before going and doing shows, etc., to large audiences, I used to use it for that. But more recently, I've actually used it for self-acceptance.
Yes.
So when, there'd be a lot of ladies out there that would actually know what I'm talking about here, but going through menopause is a really big deal for a woman.
Yeah.
And feeling like your body's changing and you've got no control over it, and where did this spare tire come from? I didn't order it, you know. But actually tapping on it, I was able to sort of look in the mirror and say, you know, my body's changing.
Yeah.
But I'm really lucky to be here at this age, because a lot of women aren't.
They are, that's right.
And I should be more accepting of what's happening to me.
Yeah.
And it really helped me.
It does, yeah.
The only trouble is, it's now I've got to do tapping on getting on a diet.
and you can use that as well. But once again, it comes back to unpacking, like if it is around weight loss and diet, what is the blockages? Are you using the weight as a form of protection? Is it some form of trauma? All that sort of stuff. So, you know, if we're talking about menopause, it's, even though I am going through menopause and my body no longer works the same way that it used to, I love and accept myself fully.
Mm.
And you have to say that three times.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go through all the other tapping points, and we unpack, what is it that you're not loving about yourself, that you know, that your body's not functioning the way that it used to, that you maybe no longer feel as confident as a woman, so you know, you're maybe not seen as well in the world out there when we get older from when we're younger, you know. So there's all that sort of stuff as well. So it's really unpacking, what is it first? So it's not just a case of sitting here tapping. What is going on for you? So there's a form of life coaching, counselling component to it as well.
Of course you do.
Which is what I do as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so there's that component to it, to really unpack it, then to come in and use the tapping. When we start to get into the more challenging areas within a person, where it could be anxiety with panic attacks, then we have certain kinds of tapping techniques for that, which use a coded meridian.
Wow.
So it's very different. It's just not the basic tapping. We actually have different tapping techniques to decode and to help that person.
That's awesome. I remember when I first heard about it, and I went to a group session, and one of the things that struck me was that I felt at the time that people were going into the emotion or the pain so much, and it really freaked me out at that point in time, because I didn't want to deal with any of my emotions. I just pretended they didn't exist.
Yeah.
And so have you found that people kind of do find that quite confronting at the start, when they start to have to sort of face some of these emotions that maybe they've suppressed for a really long time?
I think it's coming in slowly with people. You don't want to overwhelm them. So when I sit and meet with a person, what I want to look at is where they're sitting on the scale. From 0 to 10, where are they? So if they're saying, I'm sitting here at a 1 or a 2, I would work with them over a couple of sessions to slowly bring them up. So you do the tapping and you go, so where are you sitting now? And then might go, look, I'm sitting on a 3. Okay, let's do this again. And then it might be, I'm sitting now on a 4 or 5. Okay. It's not going from here to here, because that can be so overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that we do a few different sessions with them to slowly work on each area. We don't want them to feel so overwhelmed. So I suppose, you know, we talk about the onion scenario, the layers, unpack the layers.
Mm.
Let's work with them, build up the self-confidence, let them go out, try that in different scenarios and see how they go. So, you know, I've worked with some young people that have come back and said, it was amazing. I suddenly had a block and I thought, I can't do this, and all the negativity come up, and they went, tapping, remember it, did it, and went, I've got this.
Mm.
So it's mindset change as well.
Amazing.
Which is really important.
Instilling confidence.
Yeah.
When, you know, going into exams, etc., you could instill that confidence.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got this already.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And just life in general. I think everyone feels quite overwhelmed at the moment. So it's building back that confidence, building back that self-esteem, and finding out, where does it come from as well? What is causing that? What is driving you to feel that? Sometimes it's been ingrained from our childhood. You know, it can be an event that's happened. So it's unpacking that and helping them to release it and let it go.
Amazing.
And I quite often say to people, we carry backpacks in life. So what's in your backpack? You know, because sometimes our backpacks are heavy, but is it heavy with good things that make us feel really amazing? Or is it heavy with stuff that has been there for 20 years? Do we want that in that backpack? What is the purpose? How does it serve us today? You know, if it's not serving you, chuck it out and put something good in it. That's what I always say. So we all have a backpack or a heavy handbag. Either one, some of our handbags for women can be 20 kilos. But what's in there that nourishes your soul, makes you feel good, empowers you? What is that? So, you know, if it's not, take it out.
Yeah.
Time to work through it and release it.
Mm. And so what are some things that people can expect from doing EFT? I know myself, when I've done some tapping sequences, I start yawning and I know that that's sort of my body releasing. What are some other things that people might get from doing it?
So for some, a feeling of release. They can get emotional and the emotions come up. It's important to release them. The best thing we can do is own the emotion and release it. We don't want to keep it in. If we're keeping it in, as we talk about dis-ease within your body and it causes disease, and I know that you've heard this before through many pod sessions here, but it's really important to release it. So whatever you're feeling, own it, find out where that comes from. So, but a lot of people feel good from doing it, but it just depends where they're at.
Yeah.
It might be a few sessions.
I hear a lot of, I don't know what's wrong with me, I don't know what's making me unhappy.
Yep.
And so I think it is so important when we're talking about these things to tell people sometimes you need that little bit of help by another practitioner who can just sit down with you and go through, you know, what's going on in your life. And quite honestly, you know, I get people say to me, gosh, you're so busy. Where do you find time to do everything? And I don't feel that busy myself until after I've gone through a whole week and I've gone, oh my gosh, I've packed a lot in this week. And my body is now starting to feel it at this age. Not as young as I used to be, as they say. But I feel that, you know, when the tapping came into my life, and it came in quite early, I think I was probably in my 30s when I started to look at this, I've carried this through a lot of traumas and things in my life and used it for so many different things. And as I say, used it on my children as well. So I think it's a wonderful tool to take away. And what you said before about people can do it on their own steam. You're empowering them to heal themselves, which is like vitally important, I feel. When it comes to any healing, people should really be able to at least take something home with them and say, hey, I can do this at home.
Exactly.
So that's wonderful. But you also do other things. I'm interested in you, Michelle. I want to know more.
So I do, I'm a grandmaster in Reiki, master in Seishem, Karuna as well, crystal healing, chakra healing. I run workshops for women. So a lot of the work that I do is around bringing back the me power. So I talk about me power because quite often we talk about coming in to empower people, which actually says, I own the power, not you. So it's shifting the mindset to actually say, you have this in you. Mm. Let's pull it out. What does it look like? So when I'm working with people, it's really around using a range of modalities. So I may start off and start to do a little bit of the life coaching. What things, you know, and make them feel good in life. You know, where's those strengths? Let's look at three things that, you know, make you feel strong. What are three things that don't make you feel strong, that you know, you don't feel confident in? And let's unpack that and start to work through that. And then through that, you start to go, but you've actually got some of the tools. So it's giving people the tools and identifying the strengths, bringing back the me power. For some individuals, it's working with them. And I may not do tapping. I may come in and actually do a Reiki healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to do some energy healing. So it's a blended approach to that. So it's identifying, for me, it's very intuitive when I'm sitting with the individual. Life coaching as well. I think all of us at times can and use that life coaching. We get lost we have people coming in all different directions saying, you should do this and you should do that, and what about this and what about that. We have media coming in saying, you need to look like this, you need to be doing this, and everyone gets really overwhelmed. Mm. So it's pulling it back and identifying, who are you in the picture? And giving you back that me power. Mm. And owning it. So, yeah, and the women's circles are amazing as well. We come together, we share. It's empowering other women. It's connecting with other women. It's a safe space. You can build friendships from it, meet other women. But it's a healing space. So we use meditation, we do activities, we unpack what it is that you want to take with you in this life. What don't you want to take with you in this life? What does that, look like for you? So, yeah. It's very, very exciting.
And women's circles is a big movement at the moment. And what have you found? Have you been part of a women's circle before? What is it about women's circles that drew you into that space?
Yeah, well, I think for me, I talk to a lot of women who are feeling disconnected, wanting something for themselves, not necessarily wanting to maybe go to a sports group or sit in a coffee shop, but really wanting to connect, but at the same time, do healing work.
Mm.
So it's a safe space to do healing work. And for me, it's bringing all my qualifications and skills together in one space, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
So there's that life coaching, there's that using the meditation, we can use tapping, the Reiki, setting the whole energy. While they're in meditation, I'm actually doing Reiki on everybody. And it's beautiful seeing them come in really high strung, feeling overwhelmed, and then at the end of it, either really relaxed or uplifted. And everyone's wanting to give you a hug, thank you, and it's like, have a beautiful week, so yeah.
And that's what connection is about. And
it is.
All humans need to be connected in some way. It's a natural force within us that we want others that are like-minded, and providing a safe environment for that to happen is wonderful.
Exactly.
You've been doing that for years, haven't you? You've created a space, not just for women, mainly women, but men as well in groups, haven't you, to be able to...
If they're willing to come along.
Yeah,
look, it's vitally important. The souls reach out to other souls.
Mm-hmm.
As a human race, we need to help each other, and that's why we're here. We're here to learn about love and unconditional love. And in an environment where we can feel safe to express ourselves, and people need help. They don't always think that they can ask for it from family members or people around them, and it can sometimes be for wonderful selfless reasons, because other family members may be going through their own stuff and they don't think that I can burden them with anything else. But I think that this environment that you're creating is a wonderful thing. And I know that you're working from our centre, which is the Kindred Spirit Wellness Centre in Cairns. And we're very, very pleased to have you here. But are you thinking about doing anything via Zoom maybe, or, reaching out that way?
Yeah, we can actually do circles via Zoom as well.
Yeah.
I can do healing via Zoom as well. So, yeah, which is really exciting.
I think in this day and age, we need to have that little bit of technology helping us.
Definitely.
I know during the recent, lockdowns, etc., we actually were running meditation circles for people, and we had to turn people away because I couldn't fit them all on my screen, So everyone was stuck at home. What do we do? Oh, we'll go to a meditation. Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's a bit different now. Everyone's gone back to work and they're busier. But making time for yourself is vital.
Really important.
And I think giving of your time and your energy in the way you do is wonderful. And it's certainly reflected in the people that walk out of here with very happy faces on. Have you had anyone that you could sort of think of, and of course you can't name names, but anyone you can think of that, has had a complete turnaround from coming to see you?
Me? Yep. So I think, I have had a few different people comment that it's been really life-changing for them, that they've come in here. I did some Reiki healing with a lady just recently, and she didn't know what it was. She had no idea. I had to explain it, but she'd come along and she just said, I feel that I'm getting back into myself and who I am, which is just, amazing. And it's, I think the most important thing is that we find that being vulnerable is seen as a weakness, but it's actually a strength.
Mm.
So tapping into that vulnerability and actually being able to say, I'm not feeling confident here, or I've got this going on. So for this person, they were feeling really vulnerable, and allowing themselves to come into that vulnerable space and own the things that they wanted to work through made a huge difference. Knowing that they were held in that safe space, there was no judgment. This is where they're working and this is their growth area. And, you know, we know that we're all spiritual beings here having this human experience, and our job is to help you be the best human that you can be. And we all have to work on that every day. All of us, we do this ourselves, work on this every day. So yeah, just wonderful to see that and hear that. And now they've recognized that they need, there's more work. There's still more work.
Yeah, you know? There's always more work.
But it's really opened them up to where they're at and what they need to do, which is really good.
Fantastic. I think while we've got you, it would be great if we can take people through a tapping sequence. Mm-hmm. Now, we do run this as a podcast, so some people won't be able to visually see it. If you are listening, you will be able to jump on our YouTube channel, which is Alison Maiden. So jump onto that and you'll be able to see Michelle do run us through this tapping sequence. But just as you speak of it, just maybe mention, so each one as you do it, where it is, where it's located, and then we can go through. Feel free to use your intuitive guidance to choose what maybe this one will be about.
Okay. So I'm going to do one about feeling like my energy is blocked and unblocking the energy. So we have the karate chop here. Yes. Yep.
Which so is the side of your hand. Where your little finger is.
Yep. So we do that 3 times. So even though my energy is blocked, I truly and honestly love myself. Even though my energy is blocked, I truly and honestly love myself. Even though my energy is blocked, I truly love and honestly love myself. And then I'm going to come to the top of the head. My head feels like it's blocked and there's no energy coming through. And then to the top of the eyebrow, I can't see clearly. I really can't see clearly. And then to the side, I'm not able to think things through the way that I'd like to. Underneath here, I don't trust myself. I don't trust the judgment or the way that I do things. And then the top of your lip, I don't speak my truth. I think it's because my energy is blocked. And then the chin. I don't feel that I know what I should be doing. I feel stuck. And then here. I'm not listening to myself.
Top of chest.
I'm not listening to my body. I'm not listening to my mind. And then under my arm. I feel that I'm not worthy. I feel that my energy stops me from feeling worthy. And then we're going to come back up to our head. I'm feeling that I'm starting to come back into my power and that I'm listening to myself. I know that I'm going to see clearly and I will see everything the way that I should see it in my mind's eye. I'm owning my thoughts. I believe in my thoughts. They're my thoughts. I'm listening to myself. I'm speaking my truth. I own my truth and I trust my truth. I know who I am. My energy is open. It's open to receive and to give. I honor who I am and I allow my energy to open. My energy is open. My energy is clear. And then we come to your little finger. My energy is open. My energy is open. My energy is open. And then to the ring finger. My energy is open. 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 And that's your middle finger. My pointer finger. My energy is open. My energy is open. My energy is open. And then the gamut spot. My energy is open. My energy is open. My energy is open. I truly love myself. I truly love myself. I truly love myself. My energy is open.
Amazing. I felt the shift and I didn't, usually you repeat it like after you. So anybody that's listening, you repeat the word. I was doing it in my head too. That's amazing.
Thank you. And that was just making up on the spot. So there's set ones that we can use for, you know, clearing your chakras, anxiety, panic attacks, depression, There's lots of different ones that
the
we can use.
The list goes on.
Goes on, yeah.
That's a fabulous one for clarity and beautiful. Make sure everyone goes and has a big drink of water after that.
Yes, always.
When we shift our energies, we want to replenish ourselves.
And it's always good to shake it off afterwards, you know. Beautiful. Shake that energy. Get rid of it. Yeah. Shake it off.
Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you so much.
It's been wonderful and certainly very enlightening.
Yeah.
And if anyone would like to make a booking with Michelle, what's your email address?
Just watridge@bigpond.com, and I will have my Facebook, website live by the end of the week as well, which is Shine On Transformational Healing.
Oh, that's wonderful, and we'll pop that into the
we'll pop all that in the links.
The links below. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Divine Style with Jolinda Stella and Alison Maiden. You can ask questions or find out more at jolinda.com.au or alisonmaiden.com.